Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 18th of April 2006. Hello, first of all in this podcast, I'm going to tell you about a letter today that I got from my local MP. I'm not even going to try and say his name because I'm not quite sure how you say it and I don't want to get his name wrong because he might be a bit upset. The letter starts off, "Dear Mr. Valentine, further to our recent correspondence," don't you just love that word, "I have now heard back from somebody's name at the department," somebody's name, that's not his name, funny enough, I can't say it, "at the Department of Transport about the Roslyn cycle in the Highway Code. I enclose a copy of the Minister's letter for your information. Yours sincerely, then he signs his name, blah, blah, blah." And I now just read out their letter, that they have a bit of letter. And here comes the other bit of letter, which I'm going to get really wrong because it's got tons of long words in it that I can read, but I wouldn't have a clue how you pronounce it. Anyway, it starts off with my MP suggests, as you'd expect, and then it says D or whatever his name is, and it says, "Thank you for the letter on the 10th of March, suggests to," and it's got a funny name that I can't pronounce. Why do people in Britain have such funny names? And then it says, "Enclosing correspondence from your constituents," I think that's how you say it, "related to rules on cycling in the Highway Code. The code is periodically reviewed and republished after extensive Can't even say that damn word. I think it's probably better actually if I don't try and read this any more of this out, and I'll just stick it on my website and you can read it yourself. So if you go to www.gordon-valentine.com/news, hopefully later on today I'll put the letter online, because if I try and read it any more I'm going to look like a great twat. And now I'll tell you about what I did yesterday. And yesterday being the 17th of April 2006, just in case you're not too sure what yesterday was, you might listen to this podcast years in the future and think, "What? Well, when was yesterday?" So now you know. Yesterday, I met up with somebody that I've been speaking to on the internet probably for about, I don't know how many years, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, a hell of a long time anyhow, and at long last we both decided we may as well meet up and make the most of the weather, so I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name because he's got some really funny name which again I can't pronounce. It seems to be the day for names that I can't pronounce. I know he's told me how to pronounce it but I honestly can't remember, so he knows who I'm speaking about anyhow. So they both came up, blah, 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 blah. This podcast is going to be a complete utter disaster. They both came up from Cambridge for the day. There we go, I got out eventually. I was amazed that they both managed to find the village so easily, because a lot of people have great trouble finding them where I live, because it's sort of in the middle of nowhere. But they found it, but he did text me to say, "How do you find your house?" So I don't know what time it was, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, I guess. I walked up the road and I met them both. I must say, he's got a really nice car and it was nice to get to meet him at long last, and his boyfriend. Anyway, they both came into my house for a while and then I gave them a quick story, and then all three of us even took the dog out for a while, which was nice. So that took about half an hour at least. So the dog was nice and happy that it's been a nice long walk even. And then when we got back to the house, what did we do? Oh yeah, me and his boyfriend had a drink, and then I gave him a quick guided tour of the house, and then after much debate what we're going to do, whether we're going to go to Stanford or Rutland Water, I decided, well, since it's a nice day, we may as well make the most of it. And then we both had a bit of an argument over which car we're going to take, my car or his car, but I thought, well, since I know the area a bit better, we may as well take my car. So we all got into my car, and then we drove into Stanford. Hey, Stanford, they'd never been to before, so I gave him a whistle-stop tour of Stanford, and the highlights of that involved, what did it involve, let me think, oh yeah, the High Street. We went to Woolworths, you can't not go to Stanford and not go to Woolworths, and then after Woolworths we walked to the Fairy Meadows, is that what you call it, Stanford Fairy Meadows, yeah I think that's what you call it, so we went there, and then we went just a sort of a bit of a round walk, and then from there we went to... And then from there we went to the grounds of Burnley House, which was quite funny because he's going, "Oh, I've seen that, because this person seems to look at my website more than I do, so you've had a picture taken there, you've had a picture taken there, and you've had a picture taken there." And when walking around the grounds of Burnley House, we had a nice look at the deer and stuff like that. All of us were quite lucky the weather stayed off, the rain stayed off, even because it looked like it was going to rain all day, but luckily it stayed off. And then after we'd finished looking around the grounds of Burley House, we walked back to the car. And then we got into the car, and then I pointed the car in the direction of Rutland Water, and then we went there. I was quite amazed that I actually found it, really, because it's not very often that I drive to Rutland Water from Stanford. oh, this podcast is getting a bit long, and we've just said, oh, 5 minutes, well done, Gordon. Anyway, and then from there we went to Jutland Water. We went to, what do you think, White Inches, that you call it? Something like that in a bit of Jutland Water, which is where they've got one of the big bike car places. We had a nice look around the bike car shop for a while, and then from there we walked down to the banks, that's a bit of a Scottish word, we walked down to the shores of Rutland Water, had a look around there, and then we walked over to where the water sports centre bit is. And I've been there many times, I've never seen this, it was this really element, really fit guy doing a wetsuit, to say the least. Anyway, once we had a nice look around Rutland Water, I drove back to my house. And then went back to my, got back to my house, we sort of had a quick chat for a while, and then you could tell they're both itching to get back home with it being a long day, and they'd had lots of exercise. And anyway, so I'd like to thank them both for a fantastic day, and I think that's the end of this podcast for now, so I'll leave you all for now, and I'll speak to you all very soon. Oh my god, 6 minutes, that's a record podcast. Anyway, goodbye for now.